What are you doing, Grandma?
Don't see why I should be left out.
Thought you were having nothing to do with it.
All right, Belle.
Never come to out. But I've always wanted my picture in the paper.
Henry, come and be in the picture.
What's going on?
The Echo are doing a piece about Bill becoming a teacher.
Talk about scraping the barrel.
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
It's all right for some.
Lovely little scene that with you and Sheila Hancock playing Grandma. She sounds like quite a feisty character in this.
Yeah, she's a grumpy one, that's for sure.
What else can you tell us about it?
It starts off nice and gentle, a typical, you know, 40s post-war, everybody getting back on their feet kind of thing. There's always a little bit of tension in the household because Sheila Hancock is obviously Henry's grandma. And his dad, at the beginning of the piece, has been killed just after the war. So I'm not really accepted too well within the household, other than by Henry's mum, Maureen. So it's a little bit tetchy in there to start off with, but it does get a little gritty as time goes on.
It sounds like a fascinating story. In terms of your character, because people inevitably know you from Life on Mars, as it dashes, the sort of hard-drinking, politically incorrect D.S. Carling. So is your role in this anything like that at all, or a complete departure?
It's definitely a complete departure. Bill is a steam train driver. He's been to night school to become a teacher. He's just got his certificates through to become a teacher. He's just a really nice, solid guy, and tries to do right by everybody and look after the lad, even though the lad isn't too keen on that. So he's actually the good guy in the piece.
Filmed in Yorkshire, and a lot of filming done in Leeds particularly. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the locations you were shooting at? Whereabouts have you been?
Oh, we were in Headingley, Keighley, Pudsey, all in and around Leeds, really, and the locations were just superb. We went to the steam train, the name's passed me by, I'm afraid, but I think it was out Keighley way.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic to see the guys looking after the old steam trains and rebuilding them from them being derelict, really, and their enthusiasm for it was just superb. But Headingley, we did, is where the houses were, the old back-to-back houses, really. It's fantastic.
And as a Yorkshire lad, fair enough, you're South Yorkshire rather than West Yorkshire, but how much do you enjoy getting the opportunity to film in this part of the world?
Well, Yorkshire's Yorkshire to me, and just to be able to film and to get the jobs here and just, you know, there's not like Yorkshire folk, as they say. And everybody bobs out, says hello, and what you up to, and...
Yeah, we're a nosy bunch. Do you get that a lot if you're filming on location, that people are coming in to have a nebby and see what you're up to?
And a free cup of tea. It was great to be close to home, and Leeds is a lovely, lovely place these days, after all the new stuff that they've put around. So it's me and my partner Helen came up for one or two nights, and we went out in the centre of Leeds and had a nice time.